Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
The Democrats finally took to the debate stage last night at 9 p.m. on a Sunday. So you probably didn't watch it. And good for you, unless you're a hardcore fan of socialism and sophistry. The so-called party of choice reluctantly put its three candidates, two old white guys and a Clinton, on stage for no one to see. But for most of the debate, the moderators only questioned two of the candidates, Hillary Clinton and the nutty professor Bernie Sanders. Poor old sexy Martin O'Malley was relegated to standing alone at the end of the stage, putting out a vibe, which I'm sure Twitter will argue he did very well. And as predictable, the debate was nothing more than a laundry list of new government handouts and a race to indict as many industries in America as possible. Banks, insurance companies, Wall Street, the same old boring rhetoric. And the topics of discussion were just as old, predictable, and useless. Increasing taxes, expanding Social Security, giving away free community college, blah, blah, blah. It's apparent that there is a battle for the heart and soul of America. That battle is between free markets and socialism, liberty and growing government. Which will you choose? The socialists make grand promises of utopia, but they never deliver. They never deliver because their worldview is based on a series of bad ideas that are not based in reality. Our leaders are not benevolent. They don't care more about our lives than we do, and they certainly don't want what's best for our families more than we do. Socialism is about envy and power for the political elites, and poverty and misery for the rest of us. It never delivers because it ignores human nature and history. Free market capitalism, on the other hand, respects liberty, individuality, and choice. It guarantees every person the opportunity to improve his or her life and to live it according to his or her wishes. It doesn't make bold promises because each of us can succeed or fail on our own merits. But even when we fail, we have another opportunity right before us. Free market capitalism has eliminated more poverty than anything in the history of the world. But it is blamed by the socialists at every turn, and it is indicted for being unfair. But capitalists aren't to blame for nearly 100 million deaths in the 20th century. That honor was earned by big governments that believed the same economic ideas as today's Democrat Party. So don't believe the same old hope and change rhetoric we've heard before. We know where that leads. Instead, take advantage of the very rare opportunity you have as a free American citizen to make yourself better today than you were yesterday. And yes, part of being better is rejecting the failed ideas of 20th century socialism by voting conservative Republican in 2016.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism, available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear, or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.